of the hour.
Is that too loud, Richie?
Just a little.
Seven.
I think so, boss. Stop drinking coffee.
You okay? Stop.
I'm not drinking any coffee. I'm having kiwi, VA juice, strawberries. See, what else have I had? Watermelon, blueberries, watermelon, kiwi, VA juice, and some honey.
Who was it the other day?
Today.
What did you tell me you were eating or with VA juice the other day? That was disgusting.
I had...
He always eats disgusting stuff. I've never seen anybody eat
the way he does. I was in the car, and I got VA juice. I was drinking VA juice with... I had cashews and VA juice.
No,
I was traveling across the desert the other day. I was driving... Was it Monday? I was driving from Las Vegas over to Kingman, and I had a package of almonds and cashews and a VA juice.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good for you.
I just went outside, picked some figs, and I'm having some figs with yogurt with agave nectar.
For you. Yum, yum.
I was just stuffing my Chiquita banana down my throat, and my new intern walked in and saw me with a banana in my mouth.
Yeah.
And said, is that a banana in your mouth? Are you happy to see me?
Hi, Roberta is here. Richie is here. Jennifer... I think within our clutches tomorrow, because I think she's supposed to be at my place, so she'll be on to my studio
you
tomorrow.
And Ben are going to be together?
Yes, we will, Roberta. Oh, that'd be sweet.
Ooh.
Okay.
By the way,
Andrea Metcalf is not here. She's our fitness expert, and normally she's here with us, but she's climbing Mount Kilimanjaro this week.
Mm.
And you following her on Twitter is kind of interesting, Richie. What's the last tweet you got?
Hold on. I have to re-log back in here. Let me see what
Andrea, well-known as the author
She was going into caves yesterday.
Well, that's where they're spending the night. As they go up the mountain, they're finding caves to stay in. Yeah,
wow.
Get out of the weather. She and five cancer survivors are doing the walk, and she's doing it for her television program.
8 minutes ago, she was leaving Cave 3 and on to Kibo Huts, then leave Kibo at 11 p.m. for the summit push.
Yeah.
Wow.
So tomorrow they'll be at the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it, huh?
She's so funny.
Under the circus.
Yesterday she tweets, Cave 2 was awesome, headed to Cave 3 now, hope it's just as cool. Today she tweets, leaving Cave 3 and on to Kibo Huts and then leave Kibo for the summit push. But in between, she has, I guess, these automated tweets.
Yeah.
Simple breakfast ideas. Greek-style yogurt, half a cup of berries,
right.
And half an English muffin, whole wheat, of course.
Well, we carry a lot of that stuff. It seemed to me yesterday. Didn't we have something? I'm trying to find what we had yesterday or today from her, because we, at DougStephan.com, put up a lot of the things that are... the blog stuff, a lot of stuff from Phil Lemper, the supermarket.
The Better Living section.
Better Living section at DougStephan.com has a lot of these things. And, yeah, we bring them in from, let's see, what do we have today? Phil has information on how nutritious eggs are. Yes, the incredible edible egg.
Hers yesterday was, what you thought you knew about fitness might be completely wrong.
Yes. Let's all do our exercises as we find our way through the day. Okay. I want to pay attention here a little bit to one of the daytime TV shows that are of value, like The View. Regis and Kelly. I noticed that on that show they're doing a countdown to him leaving. Every day they're taking a different excerpt from a show in the past. You know, he's been on that show for 23 years?
Like 23 or 4 years.
23, 24 years.
Yeah.
As long as I've been doing this program, he's been doing that program. And I think he's making a mistake leaving. I think he ought to stay, but, you know, who am I? I'm just a viewer. I think it loses all its chemistry, no matter who they put.
Well, it becomes a different show, for sure.
Right. Yeah, we'll see if it works. Anyway, the other show that I find compelling is The View, the ladies and all their points of view. They had Michael Moore on yesterday, and they did a lot of conversation. Michael Moore is a pretty controversial guy. Mm-hmm. A lot of people just can't stomach
just a little.
Him.
Yeah.
One way. So he made this statement. He doesn't think Osama bin Laden ought to have been killed, at least not the way that he was. And they discussed that on The View.
We just commemorated the 10th anniversary of 9/11. And many of the victims' families said that they felt closure when Osama bin Laden was killed. But you said you don't think he should have been killed and people should not have been celebrating.
Explain.
I think that we did a very smart thing putting the Nazis on trial.
That was after the war was over.
I think that The war is over.
We're still at war.
No, we're not, actually. We have built a whole homeland, a national security apparatus, spending billions of dollars of our money on something that has nothing to do with the real threat. We're still in Afghanistan, and our own CIA tells us that there's less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan.
This past week.
Yeah, well, we've been on high alert a lot for 10 years.
My point is that
the way we show the world that we're different is that we give even the most heinous person their day in court.
Not when they draw a gun on you and get ready to fire.
Yeah.
All right. So he doesn't think Osama bin Laden should have been killed the way he was. I disagree with him pretty much 100% on that. However, he did say some things in there that sound just like Ron Paul. If you can imagine two people more different than Michael Moore and Ron Paul, except on things like the war in Afghanistan, which is ludicrous. The fact that we have any Americans risking their lives there now is untenable, ridiculous, just over-the-top stupid. And, you know, I mean, you can. It's too late at this point to argue about Iraq, because pretty much that's all said and done, except I think we still have 35,000 soldiers there for whatever reason. But he said there, what most people in this country, there were three or four snippets there, Roberta, of things. As much as Richie might abhor him in general, he's a cuckamonga.
Yeah.
I was watching, there was a movie, and the movie, I forget whether it was his most recent movie, he walks around all of the banks, and he takes from one end of Wall Street to another. You know the caution police line tape that they put up when there's a crime scene?
Right.
He took a roll of that and walked around from one end of Wall Street to another and wrapped the buildings in it.
No.
Yeah. And because he thinks that the people in the banks are crooks, criminals. And you know what?
Well, I believe it.
He's right.
I think so, too. Absolutely.
They are crooks and criminals.
They are crooks and criminals. We wouldn't be in the situation we are today.
They had some help from the politicians, and nobody wants to look at that.
Yeah, if it wasn't for them.
But you see, that's it, you see. So all these people that want to marginalize him, when you really, it's kind of like Ron Paul in a sense. People want to marginalize him, and maybe Michelle Bachmann as well. I mean, I'm not a big fan of hers, and I'm certainly not a big fan of Michael Moore's, but the more you read and listen, it's like anything else. People who, and we're so judgmental as beings, we're judgmental. We hear one thing, and it turns us off to people. Again, going back to what I said earlier, it takes a full lifetime to build up a strong reputation. One stupid statement, one misstep, and you lose your credibility pretty much for your life. Michelle Bachmann on this HPV thing. As a matter of fact, I'd like to find Richie somebody. Maybe we'll get to Dr. Ken later in this next half hour and ask him about this HPV thing, because it certainly is a controversy. As a mother, Roberta, you have had two daughters coming along. You are familiar with this vaccine and whether or not it ought to be administered. Some say that it leads to promiscuity. Others say it's a protection against a virus. I had somebody who called the program earlier who had suffered from this cancer and had a hysterectomy to get rid of it.
Let me tell you, when my daughter was about to turn 12, I went to her
daughter,
pediatrician.
Which daughter? Victoria?
Victoria. Because it wasn't around when Elena was her age.
Right. Yep,
when she was about to turn 12, I went to her pediatrician. And I said, okay, when can she get the HPV vaccine series? Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and he said, you are a breath of fresh air. He says, I cannot believe the controversy surrounding this. He says, do you realize this is a miracle? This is a vaccine against cancer.
Yeah.
And there's actually some data now showing that it protects against other types of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane why anyone would not give this to their child.
Well, the reason
is
that they
insanity.
Say, well, here's
it does
Roberta.
Not promote promiscuity. I'm
well,
sorry.
Well, that's what people would say.
It's
that's
insane.
The thing.
This is a vaccine that prevents cancer. Come on, people.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
She didn't say promiscuity. She said mental
retardation. No, Michelle Bachmann didn't say that. But if you look at at the if you look at the opposition to it, Richie, it's normally people who think that this is going to promote people doing it.
Yeah, people say the kids are going to think they're prevented from STDs, so now they're going to do
heard
it.
That. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, like getting pregnant wasn't enough, you know, to stop them, and they did it anyway. So now they're going to think about this.
If I read this statement from Michelle Bachmann, I would think that you agree with her because you are the one who is anti.
I am anti-vaccine. No, it's what she did. What she said afterwards, Richie.
Which was what?
She's the first statement that she made was cool, and it sort of is something I agree with. Then she was approached by somebody after the debate, who said that her daughter had died. I think as a result of not having the. I forget the exact statement that this woman made. But then Michelle Bachmann, through the rest of the day, started repeating. This story about how the girl got cancer and died. I don't remember the exact statement. Forgive me for that. I'll look it up. I'll go through my notes here and see what it was that
she said.
Yeah, I'm
sitting here reading the article now, and, if I read this, I would think that you would be going, I'm not a big Michelle Bachmann fan, but I'm on board with her with this.
I am in terms of vaccines that are given willy-nilly.
And Roberta gets every needle. If there's a doctor with a needle, Roberta's
in. If there's a vaccine for it, I get it.
Okay, but this is a different situation, Richie. I agree with Roberta here. What I've read about this HPV virus or the shots are for, the vaccine are for, I don't know that Megan... at that age, Megan in her 30s didn't do any good, I guess, at this point.
Well, because I was doing a little research into it, even if you already have the HPV virus...
Get it again.
They say get the vaccine, because what the vaccine can do is prevent you from getting cancer from the virus in the future.
Yeah. See, I think I'd be interested in that, Rich, for my daughter, but I... A lot of the other stuff that still has mercury in it. No, I'm not interested in that. The autism rate. Well, that's what the woman said. Didn't she say that she had autism? When she got the shots, she came down with autism. Isn't that what Michelle Bachmann said that this woman told her? It seems to me that's what the issue was. And then doctors, medical community got all over her for that. So let's see if we can get Dr. Ken to straighten out what it is that is accurate here in this whole debate in the next half hour. It's 19 after the hour on Good Day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three! You're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Ooh. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
From this week in, what was it, 1978.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Earlier than I
remember. Hot-Blooded from Foreigner, number one, peaking on the charts again this week, 1978. A little music from the hot-bloodedness of our lives. Roberta's hot-blooded. Richie's hot-blooded.
Yep.
Guess I'm kind of hot-blooded as well.
Now you think?
I might be. I have my moments. It's Thursday the 15th, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. All right, so we're enmeshed or engrossed or embroiled in this conversation about HPV vaccine and what Michelle Bachmann said. I don't think that's the important part of this. I think the discussion about what the HPV virus is and what the vaccine is supposed to do is more important. But to sort of lay to rest what we were saying earlier, Richie, by the way, it's 25 after the hour, Michelle Bachmann said something during the debate on Monday that most people agreed with. All right, now, after that, she meets somebody who remains nameless and talks to this woman about how the HPV vaccine may have made the child mentally retarded.
Hmm.
I believe that's the specific. You said I didn't have the specifics.
She was interviewed later on television. She says, listen, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm just telling you what a woman, what a mother told me after the debate.
But she kept repeating it and kept, you know, I mean, when you get right down to it, does that statement make any sense? And the medical community says, no, it doesn't make any sense.
But the medical community also says that certain vaccines don't cause autism. There's a big debate about that.
Right. There is. So this is not about whether she's right or wrong, I guess, in this circumstance. It's about taking stuff from somebody. It sort of reminds me of me. The last guy that whispers whatever through as I go through the door is what I pick up. Richie's always whispering stuff in my ear, and whatever he whispers to me may be the first thing out of my mouth when we go back on the air.
This is true.
Because it's influenced me to that point. I'm not running for president, however. I'm not going to hurt anybody by being foolish.
He is just a puppet, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, I am. A puppet on a
string. I am the puppet master.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, as she continues to make comments about this, she keeps sticking her foot in her mouth. And it has to do with the HPV vaccine itself. What really started this was her accusing Rick Perry of mandating it in Texas because he was connected to Merck that had given him $5,000 in his campaign. Now, that gets off the mark as well, because Rick Perry says, well, you mean I can be, I'm offended. You think I can be bought for $5,000? I've heard four conversations of four different radio programs from guys that says, no, but how much can you be bought for? That was the implication of what Rick Perry said. Okay, I can't be bought for $5,000, but maybe $50,000, I'll be influenced. And that's the whole problem of the whole system, the corruption that we have in politics because of campaign financing. It's so apparent, and it frustrates and annoys so many people. Another question we can ask ourselves, why isn't the system different? If all of us agree we don't like it, then why isn't it changed? Pretty good question, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, what sort of ticked me off about it, Richie, if you have the first cut from the 5 o'clock hour, I don't know if we have time for it or not, Anderson Cooper is talking about the controversy, but instead of reporting just what she says, he inveigles his opinion into
the beginning.
It's
Michelle Bachmann's latest misstep, the beginning of the end of her presidential campaign. By most accounts, Bachmann did well in the CNN Tea Party Republican debate, taking Rick Perry to task on his executive order requiring girls to get the HPV vaccine, suggesting he was catering to pharmaceutical maker Merck. And then she did this.
Well, I will tell you that I had a mother last night come up to me here in Tampa, Florida, after the debate. She told me that her little daughter took that vaccine, that injection, and she suffered from mental retardation thereafter. It can have very dangerous side effects. The mother was crying when she came up to me last night. I didn't know who she was before the debate.
That was Bachmann on the Today Show recounting what some unnamed stranger allegedly said to her. Now, we have no reason to doubt someone actually said this to Mrs. Bachmann, but it is incredibly irresponsible of her to repeat what this person said as part of her argument about the HPV.
Anderson Cooper says it's incredibly irresponsible of her to repeat that. Who the hell is he to say that? How is it incredible? How is that up to him?
How is
to
it
make
any more irresponsible than him making a comment about
right.
what he said?
Exactly. Yeah, that's the point.
But you know something about that comment that she made?
What?
She says a woman came up to her and said her little girl got the vaccine.
Yeah.
They do not give this vaccine before the teenage years.
12.
Right.
Isn't it
12? So it's
yeah.
12 and over.
A little
so girl really
is
into 12
year old.
Yeah,
well,
I thought Megan
was
a little girl.
Girl, I'm sorry. In a context like this, little yeah. girl, you know.
So she's lying, is what you're
saying. A little girl gives a connotation of a young child. A little girl, 7, 8, 9 years old, not a teenager. That's
I
why
think there are a lot of other reasons
to me is really
rip this apart.
Yeah, you're
really
nitpicking
weird.
Now, Roberta.
Yeah,
the whole
nitpicking.
Thing is really weird to me.
Yeah, but I do, if Megan. I don't know, I still call Megan my little girl, and she's 37. So no. What does that do for us? 28, where are we, Richie? 29 past the hour on Good Day.
You won't find a better value on an oil change deal than at Advance Auto Parts. Case in point, right now at Advance, a 5-plus quarts jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and filter are just $11.99 after mail-in rebates. That's our lowest price of the year on a Pennzoil oil change special. Again, just $11.99. I think I've made my case. Get a better value at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
It is half past.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ops Gear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of Ops Gear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, let's see how I segue. This is going to be my challenge of the day, Richie. We're going to spend a few more minutes on the HPV virus, that discussion. We'll have Dr. Ken talk about it and address it. And then I have a very important item from today's show at DougStephan.com to discuss with you. All right, but first, let's get, who is it, Fonda that's on the phone, 800-510-8255. Yes, ma'am, hello.
Good morning. No, I just called. You know, this whole thing is a can of worms on so many different levels.
Yes.
Y'all were talking about, you mentioned about, you know, how Bachman said, little girl. If you listen to her, which I try not to, and I'm a Republican, and I will say that, I don't like her. Yeah. If you listen to the way she talks, she always refers to every, you know, all these little kids. She loves all the little children of the world. She's kind of a fruitcake. But yeah, as far as the vaccine goes, I have a 15-year-old daughter. And I've looked into it, and I have chosen at this time to not give it to my daughter. And for the simple reason of this, and I don't mean to sound trite, but I kind of look at it like new technology. Something new comes along. Something better comes along. I don't think they've worked all the bugs out of it yet. And that's just the way I feel.
And
I don't think that's being irresponsible of me.
Yeah.
I think it's just making a good decision, you know, for my daughter. And she's 15. She's not a child. She's 15, the young lady. You know, as far as Rick Perry goes, I think originally the whole thing was more because he made a mandate, and, you know, that's government, you know, telling us what we have to do. But then think back, you know, to the smallpox vaccination. Isn't that what the government did then? Everybody had to get it. I remember lining up, you know, 8 years old, elementary school, had to get the smallpox in the arm.
Polio.
You know?
Polio.
I'm sorry, you're right. Yeah. So, you know, government gets involved. I don't think they should. I don't think anybody should tell me how to raise my child, what to give my child, what not to give my child.
Make a decision based on some educated
information.
Some kind of information.
Absolutely.
And you make a decision without somebody telling you what you have to do. Yeah, that makes good sense. Thanks for the call.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, y'all have a great day.
And you as well. 800, so there's an intelligent argument not to do it. You decide you want to do it and have your child get the shot. That's your decision. There should be no government involvement whatsoever. She said she didn't like Bachman. I don't care about Perry or, you know, the same thing. This is not a program about politics, so we don't go down that road.
Dr. Jack is feverishly sending me texts as he listens to the show. One of our resident doctors, Dr. Jack Stockwell, yeah.
Right. And what did he say? Something about
he says, why did Rick Perry apologize for his executive decision to have all girls in Texas inoculated? Because in the wake of brain-damaged girls after the shots, the vaccinations.
Okay, so anyway, let's get Ken to weigh in on this in a few minutes. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us in a few minutes. In the meantime, we're going to talk about beer.
Oh, my favorite subject.
There is
can we add girls into this? Cars?
Well,
it's a Saturday night for me if you add girls and cars.
I know, that's pretty. That's what it is. The beer we were talking about this week hitting the market targeting women called chick beer.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that, Roberta?
Chick beer. Yeah, I've heard about this.
A.K.A.
Yes.
Miller Lite.
Right, low-carb beer, yada, yada. So the crack research staff at the Doug Steffen Good Day program has been checking out the world of beers, the best-selling beers in America, and it seems there are 8 beers that no longer, these are low-calorie beers, imports, that are not selling well. Let's look at some of the names here. A tremendous amount of national advertising went to build up these beers. They are mostly full-calorie beers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Okay, here we are. Budweiser, apparently, is one of them. The best-selling beer in America for years lost 30% of its sales over the last five-year period. See, I think, in part, that's because Anheuser-Busch was taken over by that... Was it from Amsterdam? They were from Holland, weren't they?
Yep.
And I think a lot of people did what you did. They just decided, I'm tired of these sorts of things happening. I can vote at the liquor store and not buy.
That's what
beer
I did. I started drinking Yingling as my, just kind of my daily beer. Daily beer like I drink every day. But, you know,
if the beer I just kind of
chuck in the refrigerator just in case people come over is now Yingling as opposed to maybe
Brewed
Bud Light
Pittsburgh.
Or Corona or something.
By Heidelberg graduate. Yingling, the Yingling family. Frank Yingling went to school with me. He graduated.
It's the oldest American beer.
Yeah. His family, heavens. But it's brewed somewhere outside of Pittsburgh, isn't it?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Right. And it's a good beer. It's a very good beer. Let me tell you what's happening here. Craft brews and your buddy up there in your backyard, Sam Adams, Cook.
Coke. His name is Coke.
Yeah.
Jim Coke.
Jim Coke, yeah. He's the one who kind of took craft beers national, and there are microbreweries and craft beers opening up
everywhere.
All around the country. And what these guys are finding is that they started to go big where they'd want to sell, we want to be national, and then they kind of realize that it's affecting the quality of their brews. So they're staying regional. So over here in the Mid-Atlantic, we have ours. And then up there in the Northeast, you may have yours. And in California, there's different ones. And it's really biting into these big national brewers like the...
We have a new one in Framingham. We're using some of the hops for the cows.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
So our poll today at DougSteffen.com, when was the last time you had a full-calorie, really good American beer?
Yesterday.
Over the weekend, C, sometime in the past month, D, I prefer low-calorie and or imports, E, I don't like beer, F, I'm drinking one right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so Richie, let's get the big voiced announcer, and we're going to go through from number 8, because there are only 8 of these, from number 8 to number 1, the beers that have lost impact in America, that are selling less. Some of these will surprise you, I'm sure.
Number 8.
Number 8 on the list, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, Budweiser. Sales are off 30% for Anheuser-Busch. Right? They sold 18 million barrels of this stuff last year. Average price per case is what, about $20? Right?
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Okay. A little cheaper than that for Budweiser. Yeah, it's going to be like $16.
All right, next.
Number 7.
Milwaukee's Best Light.
The Beast.
Number 7. The sales lost 34% last year. That's another. That's a Miller. Miller and Coors are together now, right?
No,
I thought they were.
Mm-mm.
You sure?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Thought it was called. Yeah, no.
Nothing I'm aware of.
The company says Miller Coors. Yeah, yeah. Look it
up. It does?
Okay. Miller Coors. Yeah. Yep.
Number 6.
Next, Miller Genuine Draft. Sales off 51% in the last 6 years. Another Miller Core product.
Number five.
1.8 million barrels a year. Number five is Old Milwaukee. Off 52% in the last 4 years.
That beer just sucks, that's why.
Oh, number four. Is it really bad? Milwaukee's Best.
You just said that.
53%. No, there was Milwaukee's Best Light.
Ah, okay.
What I said.
Number three.
Best Light. All right, let me see. Get to number three is Bud Select. Sales off 60% in the last 4 years. Only selling 925,000 barrels last year.
And Bud Select was a Budweiser product designed to compete with some of the craft brews. Good luck.
Right.
Number two.
Michelob Light off 64%. That's an Anheuser-Busch beer, isn't it? Michelob?
Yeah.
Michelob Light?
Yeah.
All right. And?
Number one.
Number one is Michelob.
Oh, nope. Michelob.
Michelob. Michelob Light is number two. Michelob itself, full brew, is off 72%. In the past 4 years, they only sold 175,000 barrels of the stuff.
Wow.
Last year. This was first, Michelob was first brewed by great-granddaddy Bush in 1896, named for one of the towns in Germany where they got the hops. It was called a super premium beer at its time to compete with Heineken and other imports. It sounds like a foreign import, but it's not. Michelob is an American beer. So,
wow.
That's the list of eight beers Americans no longer seem to be much interested in. Any surprises there for you, Richie?
No. Well, where was Miller Lite and Coors Light and Corona? I've got to think. I mean, those are the three big selling beers, and Bud Light. Those are the four big selling beers in the country. And I've got to think those have been hit, too.
Mm-hmm.
Story at DougStefan.com. You want to get the details. Yesterday's poll, what kind of dress code does your school have or does your child's school have? 40% said no uniforms, but we have a long list of things that we were not allowed to wear. Oh, no, the question was about when you were in school, what did you wear? And 40% of the folks who answered the poll at DougStefan.com said no uniforms, long list of things that we were not allowed to wear in school. See, 36% said we could wear whatever we wanted. 14% said we could wear clothing that we couldn't wear any clothing that promoted alcohol or had profanity on it. And 10% said we had to wear uniforms. I'm surprised.
Hmm.
That 10% of the audience went to a school. That would be mostly Catholic schools, right? We have to get
New York City schools have uniforms.
The
New York
public
City public
schools?
Schools, yes. New York City public schools
great.
Have uniforms.
Since when? When did that
oh,
happen?
Gosh, years, Doug.
Really?
Yes, they have to wear either a dark blue skirt or pants and a white shirt, and boys need to wear ties.
Wow, that's great.
In fact, the school that Victoria goes to, which is the Performing Arts High School, which is a New York City public school, is one of the few schools in the city of New York that does not require a uniform.
Wow.
Some of the specialty schools that, you know, you either have to pass tests or audition to go into don't require a uniform. But they have found that by putting the kids in uniform, it gives them a better sense of discipline and a better sense of, you know, going to something where certain behavior is expected as opposed to a free-for-all.
Right.
They found that it really helps in the classroom. And it makes sense.
The charter school where my brother is a cop. Pretty much the same way. He says that
terrible
the expectations.
My brother is a cop.
Where's a cop? Thank you.
Oh, horrible.
Shut up.
How's
that
for
shut up. But he says that the expectations placed on them and that the uniforms help with that.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, in a minute, we're going to get Dr. Ken involved in this discussion of the HPV virus. I want to talk to men right now who have lost their energy and their joy, what is, how do we pronounce it in France? Pierre?
Joie
de vivre. Okay. If you don't have, you get up in the morning and just feel flat.
Stupid American.
Gentlemen, please start your engines by calling 800-864-4031. Get a risk-free trial of a new product called Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement that will raise your testosterone by 61%. And we all know that in order to maintain a healthy, normal level so that you feel your best and you're able to perform, you need testosterone. And as you get older, you lose it. That's just it. So get it back again. A risk-free trial purchase of Ageless Male. Handle it by calling 800-864-4031. Do not wait. Be the man you want to be. Be the man you used to be. If the ladies around are not impressed by you for whatever the reason, why don't you drop that feeling and turn everything around? Naturally boost your testosterone 61%. Call for a risk-free trial. Ageless Male is the product. 800-864-4031.
Flu season has arrived, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends that anyone ages 6 months or older should get a flu shot, including those who were vaccinated last season. This year, there's a new vaccine option designed specifically for people 65 years and older. Fluzone High Dose provides stronger protection to this age group, which is at a greater risk of severe illness from the flu. Says pharmacist Papatya Tankut from CVS Pharmacy,
we encourage individuals of all ages to protect themselves early with a seasonal flu shot. Seasonal flu can be unpredictable, and even healthy people can get seriously ill from the flu. For best protection, it's important to get a flu shot as early as possible.
Every CVS Pharmacy and MinuteClinic location across the country is administering flu vaccinations every day by immunizing pharmacists, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants, including evenings and weekends. No appointment is necessary. For more information, visit cvs.com/flu or call 888-FLU-SHOT.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Dr. Ken is here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 13 before the hour. Dr. Ken brought to you by the folks who have discovered and produced Tautinol. It's so good because it reduces the appearance of fine lines. We all have fun with Roberta and the work that she's had done. But this is even after you've had the work done, you want to keep your skin moisturized. And this helps support collagen production all the way around, Ken. This is the full circle of treatment for people who want to have these lines on their skin go away. No painful surgery. None of that foolishness.
Absolutely. It's been doctor tested. It works. Get your money back. Avoid the needles, the cutting, all these other problem substances. Try this. It works. Get your money back if it doesn't.
That's pretty much the bottom line. Here's how you try Tautinol. You dial 800-291-2584. Speak directly with a manufacturer. You get a direct purchase. 800-291-2584. Tautinol is what you're asking about. Has all the right ingredients to take care of your skin. You will like it so much you'll be convinced this product is happy and healthy and good for you. It is. It's a happy product. One of those things that makes you happy. I call those happy products. Like it's, for me, it's like drinking
beer. Raw milk.
Makes me happy. But Richie is drinking beer, exactly. Yeah. 800-291-2584. Mary wants to talk about the HPV situation. Dr. Ken's going to speak to it as well. Mary, what's your story?
I just wanted to call in because there's so much controversy, and thank you for taking my phone call. I was diagnosed with HPV at a young age, and they caught it, from what I was told, there's 4 stages before you get cervical cancer. And I was in stage 3, had to do cryo surgery and everything, and now I have 2 daughters now. And both of my daughters have had the vaccination. So because from my experience, if I had had the vaccination back when I was younger, then that probably could have been prevented. And so women that are out there now saying, well, I'm not going to get my kids vaccinated because you're scared, what would you rather have, a daughter that's fighting cervical cancer or, you know, someone, you know, the very minimal risk of getting some kind of reaction from the vaccination?
Ken, you have a young daughter. I don't want to put you on the spot. Yeah, I do. What have you done with your daughter?
Well, she's 14, and, you know, she's better behaved than I ever was. I can't even drive a car without being at the 10-2 position with my hands with her in the car, and she wins all these great citizen awards. She's not right now active, so I've decided not to. This is one of these vaccines where, you know, we need more time with it because there is some rare neurologic conditions such as paralysis, weakness, and brain swelling, but there are very sexually active teenagers who should get it. It's an individual decision. That's how this vaccine should be made.
Doctor.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is from the First Wives Club, Goldie Hawn, Diane Keaton, and Bette Midler singing You Don't Own Me. That's pretty good. I did not see this movie, but I sure like the energy.
It's fun.
Yeah, I would think it would be kind of fun.
Oh, my God, I just admitted that on the radio.
Yeah, it's good for you, Richie. Oh God, you'll have to get a bra next.
How would you like to be Goldie Hawn standing next to Bette Midler having to sing next to her? Yeah.
I don't know about that. I think just looking at the two of their physiques, and it might be intimidating. Anyway, the number one movie this week in 1996 was The First Wives Club. That brings us into Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here. We're going to do a contest. Chuck is going to give us some movie news. All that.
You know, by the way, Bette Midler is going to do another film. She's going to, her and Billy Crystal are going to play husband and wife, and their daughter, believe it or not, is going to be played by Marissa Tomei. Good. Who I think is at least about 45 or 46 years old.
Yeah, she's like my age.
How old is Billy Crystal now?
57 or 58. Yeah, somewhere in there. Was that she and her daughter? What did you say? I know you always
use Marissa Tomei is going to play the daughter of Billy Crystal and Bette Midler
You said something else. Her and somebody that was incorrect English. Should have been where you said her.
It won't be the first time.
Yeah.
No, that's true. All right, so we get to our contest, Richie.
Billy Crystal is 63.
63, there you go.
Yeah, March 14th, 1948. Right. Edward Crystal. Yeah.
Here is the first clue. This celebrates the birthday of one of the actors that was paramount in this movie. I don't give you too much of a help. It wouldn't normally be the kind of movie I'd like to go see, but I enjoyed it a lot, and mostly because of the two leads. Anyway, here's the first clip.
The person is smart. People are dumb, panicky, dangerous animals, and you know it.
Ooh, I know this. What is this?
510-8255. Chucker, you got it?
Yeah, another clue.
Another clue, Reggie.
I want you on the next transport off this rocker. I'm going to shoot you where it don't grow back.
800 510 Talk. First person with the right answer who's never won before on Movie Moments gets the prize. Last clue.
1,500 years ago, everybody knew.
Got it.
The Earth was the center of the universe. 500 years ago, everybody knew the Earth was flat. And 15 minutes ago, you knew that people were alone on this planet.
Got it.
All right. You got that, sucker, right?
Yeah, I got it.
And that line is so right on about science. I love it. That's one of the reasons that I so identified with the movie, I think. There were a lot of things in there that were said that were, you know, I mean, they're just not throwaway lines, but they're a part of the lexicon of the movie, and yet those words ring so true because science is always disproving itself. And this is a movie about science, right? Richie, we need some time here. What do we have
to do?
We do. All right. So Trucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
All right. So, Chucker, what's the movie news bag here today?
Interesting casting, Doug. Jean-Claude Van Damme and Chuck Norris are officially confirmed to be part of the sequel to Sylvester Stallone's The Expendables. Now, Van Damme in the film will play a bad guy who has a major fight sequence with Stallone in the story. I'm there for that. I think that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, during a 30th anniversary screening of Raiders of the Lost Ark last weekend, Steven Spielberg confirmed that there will be a Blu-ray version of E.T. and also Jaws probably sometime in the next year, and that Harrison Ford was offered the lead in Jurassic Park but turned it down, which is pretty interesting stuff. Sam Neill got the lead as Alan Grant, and I thought was excellent anyway. And great buzz on the movie Moneyball, the baseball-themed film starring Brad Pitt, who plays A's general manager Billy Bean at Film Hits Theaters on September 23rd.
All right. Charlie, what's the movie we're talking about here?
Is it The Fugitive?
No. Mark, what's it?
Before